tether off. We're gonna tether off the mother side. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789 in Texas at that same number. I'm talking about Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who is leading a field right now to become the Democratic nominee to run against Ron Johnson and become one of the most 100 most powerful people in the world at 35 years old. And I'll tell you something. I didn't jump on the bandwagon for Mandela early on because there's a gentleman named Dr. Williams who has been running, since early on. I think just a wonderful, wonderful man who would have made a great United States senator, but he was definitely not able to even come close with raising the money necessary. And anybody who knows, when you're talking about a seat as powerful as a senator seat, millions and millions of dollars are at stake. And so you've got to be able to raise that or put your own money in. So initially, I felt compelled to support Dr. Williams early on. But when we realized Dr. Williams was not going to be able to raise the necessary resources, then there was Tom Nelson. And Tom Nelson, the out-of-gamey county executive, he's the perfect guy. He is the guy who I think without question was talented enough, brilliant, knew all the ins and outs of politics. And he really was the right guy. But he was only able to raise $1.4 million. Mandela Barnes, with the help of the National Democratic Party and others, has raised $4.5 million, which is an amazing thing to me. And clearly through his connections. I mean, Bernie Sanders endorsed him. Elizabeth Warren endorsed him. They've stumped for him. Elizabeth Warren was just here this past Saturday and campaigning for him. I went to the campaign and saw her and heard her. He's also been supported Cory Booker. Senator Cory Booker was here week before last for the second time. This young man has been able to really reach some powerful Senator Jim Clyburn. He's been able to reach and make some connections to the most powerful Democratic senators in the country. They're supporting him. So, on the other hand, Mark Lazary has a dad that's a billionaire. And so Mark Lazary has spent $15 million of his own money. But nobody knew who Mark Lazary was prior to 4 years ago in this city or in this state. And so we've talked about politics, money in politics. And that's a prime example where Mark Lazary has spent $15 million of his own money. And right now, Mandela Barnes is leading 26% to 21%. Mark Lazary's money has made it a race, even though he, has no involvement, has had very little political involvement outside of being engaged and involved in then-President Barack Obama's campaign. But he hasn't held any political office. So to make a long story short, I said all that to say this. Again, the day of the election, I will be at Mandela Barnes campaign office from 8 a.m. Oh, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. As the returns come in from the election. I will be live, and I'm really excited about that. I haven't done live campaign coverage in a while. I had done it several times before, but I'm really looking forward to it. I wish Mandela Barnes all the luck in the world. I think he is going to make a great United States Senator. I believe there's no question that he can defeat Ron Johnson. I think a mule could defeat Ron Johnson. You know, I mean, based on a jackass could beat Ron Johnson because of Ron Johnson and who he is and the things that he said. And people have gotten an opportunity to see him up close and personal. And he's cost his own self his office with the things he said and done and supporting a lunatic and a criminal like Donald Trump and going to the mat even in the face of all of the crazy things that Donald Trump has said and done. Ron Johnson has been right there by his side to support him. It's only now that all of this information has come out about Donald Trump and what he did during the September 6th, riots, that now Ron Johnson is trying to separate himself. But it's too late. It's too late. People know who he is. I know who he is. And there are people even on the Republican side of things who know it's time for him to go. He's outstayed his welcome. And so there is an opportunity for a new blood there. And the fact that it's going to be the possibility that Wisconsin will have two Democratic senators will make a major difference nationally, can change the whole landscape of the political discourse that is happening if Mandela Barnes becomes the next senator for the state of Wisconsin. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.